Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Go with me to the book of Joshua, chapter number 6. Joshua, chapter number 6. I'm going to skip around. I'm going to try to go through this quick and try not to... All right. He said, take my time. All right. I will cut out a lot of reading for the sake of time, and y'all don't want to deal with me stuttering through all this reading. So y'all do pray for us this evening. Joshua chapter number 6, starting in verse number 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Let's go to verse number 15 and 16. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day. I'll get back to reading in a minute. It's just sidetracked on that. But you look at praying. I don't know about y'all, but every one of y'all eat because you got strength to be here. We ought to get up and set some time apart every morning and get up and pray. We're going to live off prayer. It takes prayer. You say, I can't get up early. Try something I heard the other day. Pray before you go to bed. God, wake me up in the morning and time to pray. You better get ready. 3:30 this morning, I rolled over, eyes wake, ready to get up and pray. You bet. Hey, we get up early and we eat breakfast. You ought to get up early and pray. But Joshua got up early, verse 15. It came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Now let's go on to verse number 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Our Heavenly Father, God, I do thank you, Lord, for letting us come out this evening. God, I thank you, Lord, for letting us be able to open your word again. Thank you, Lord, for what you've showed me. God, I thank you, Lord, for preaching to me. God, and I pray, Lord, you'd help tonight. I pray that you'd touch. I pray, God, that you'd bring back to our minds what's been studied. God, I pray that, God, if it be your will, you go by each pew, speak to each heart. God, I pray that, Lord, you give something that's needed tonight. I pray that you do something special, do something real, and we'll be sure, God, to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. I won't go back and read through that for time, but I want to give you the thought for just a few minutes. I'll try not to take too long right here, but what Jericho is in the way of your Canaan? What Jericho is in the way of your Canaan? We come in to Joshua chapter number 6 right here, and if we go back to Joshua chapter number 1, and Joshua chapter number 1, Moses has died off the scene, and it's time for Joshua to step up. Joshua's been his successor. Joshua has been the one that's been under him and been following him and been learning and been preparing to take over and being the one to take over when Moses dies off the scene. And we see in Joshua chapter number 1 that Moses is dying and it's time for Joshua to step up and to take the reins and to go. And we know that he goes and he begins to spy the land out there in Joshua. And we see that as they spy the land out, he runs into Rahab the harlot. They run into Rahab the harlot. Boy, that's a pretty story right there. And thank God for saving her. But we go on and they begin to go in there. and begin to take Canaan land right there. And if you look at Canaan land right there, what it is it's the promised land. It's the land that God promised them once he brought them out of Egypt there, once he brought them out of bondage. It was the land that he had promised to give them. It was the land that he had promised. If you'll go lay foot on this, you can have it. You can have as good a prayer life as you want. You can have the best walk with God you want if you'll put forth the effort and try it. But if you don't try, you don't put forth effort, you'll never have nothing. You'll sit back and be lazy. But that promised land, Canaan was that promised land, and we see that promised land right there. And there's a lot of people that want to look and they say that Canaan is heaven, but I beg to differ. There's battles that takes place here, and there's trials and things that goes on, and Jesus is preparing a place for us. He's not up there getting ready for us to come to battle and to win heaven. He's taking care of what he's got to take care of. But we see that right there, that's a promised land. And before we get into it real deep right here, there's some promises in God's word. That land right there was what God promised his people. That land is what he promised the children of Israel right there. And you look, if you go to 1 Peter, we won't turn, but 1 chapter verses 7 through 9, we can have unspeakable joy. We can, that verse just left me just as good as I'm standing here, y'all. Y'all know how bad I am. But we can have unspeakable joy. We can, in Ephesians 3 and verse number 20, we can get in touch with that one that is able to do exceedingly. Thank you. That's able to do. I can't quote none of them verses. This evening, y'all pray for me. But you look at that right there, and you look, we've got some promises, Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not. Hey, there's some promises. The children of Israel, God gave them some promises, and we'll look at it more in a minute. But God didn't just quit with them, but God gave us some promises. God's give every one of us a promise. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You ain't got to die and go to hell. You can go to heaven. Thank God for that. But we see right there the promises, and I got to move on. But number one, I want to point out what Jericho is in the way. I'm going to get moving. Y'all give me time. That Jericho, when you look at Jericho, we can get in there and we see that it was a walled city and it was a gated city. But this city right here was the first city that they was going to come in contact with. That city was what stood in between them and the Canaan's land. It was what was there between them and Canaan's land. They had to go past Jericho before they could ever get to the promised land. Before they could ever lay claim on the land that God promised them, they've got to overtake Jericho. They've got to take care of that land. First off, I want to point out, number one, the physical entity that laid ahead. The physical entity that laid ahead. I know that sounds sophisticated for me. It ain't nothing but the object that laid in between them. There was something that laid in between them. There was something in between them and that Canaan's land. There was something between them and the promised land. What was that? That was Jericho. That was a walled city. That was a gated city. That was a city that on the inside of that city, there were soldiers in there. There was mighty men that was on the inside. They had something that would stand in between them and that promised land. I ask you this question this morning. The Bible says that talks about that weight and that sin that doth so easily beset us. What is in between you this evening? In between you and the promises God has put before us. Every promise that's in that book right there. You think about it. There's possibly something right now that's in between you and the promises in that. What is that? What was it for the children of Israel? It was Canaan's land. It was the object, the as I said a while ago, that fancy word, the physical entity. What stood in between them? It was Jericho. It was a walled city. If we look in verse number 1, now Jericho was straightly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out, none came in. What was the first thing that took place when they heard about the children of Israel crossing? You think about this. They're over there in Jericho, and my understanding, they could probably see it. And they're sitting there in Jericho one day, and all of a sudden Joshua comes walking out there, and they've got the ark, the priests have the ark, and all them children of Israel coming out there, and all of a sudden them priests got that ark, and they walk out in the middle of that river, and all of a sudden that river stops, Heath, and it backs up, and you know what them people of Israel done? They walked across on dry ground. Y'all got to just shut me up when you tell me what I did. They walked. Hey, they didn't walk across in the mud. They didn't have to wade through the water. They didn't have to get a ferry to get to the other side. But they walked on dry ground. You think over there in Jericho that day, they're sitting there and they're looking. Y'all see what's taking place? God just dried. Hey, it's backed up. That river's flooded right now. And God just backed that up. Hey, when they get over here, boys, when y'all see them coming, get down there and shut the gates. Y'all lock this place up tight. The God that they're serving, the God that they're going for can overtake us in a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
You look at that city, that walled city. It was a walled city. It was a great city. It was a gated city. On the inside, there were soldiers. Yeah. Hey, y'all ever looked at a hornet's nest? I don't want to talk about that much. I'll get all nervous and have to get out. But that hornet's nest, the outside's that paper stuff they make, and, yeah, and that's their protection. It shields them. But once you bust through that, let's get off that. Let's move on. But what you had Jericho there, and you got that walled city, and you got that gate. Everything's fine. But if you bust through it, then you're gonna find them soldiers. Then you're going to find them mighty men of valor once you get through. You're going to have to get these walls broke down. Then once you get the walls broke down, you're going to get on the inside. You're going to find some soldiers. So we see, number one, the physical entity that laid ahead. But not only was there the physical entity that laid ahead, there was the promise of God. There was the promise of God. Go with me to verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. That there was a physical entity. I probably should have looked at the promise first, but that there was a promise that was ahead. There was something. That land God had done to, hey, it's yours. It's yours. All you got to do is claim it. That land is yours. Just set foot on it and it's yours. That was the promise of God. But there was something that was the entity. Jericho was the entity. But let's look at that promise right there. I want to point out about that promise. That promise. And the Lord said unto Joshua. Who said unto Joshua? The Lord said unto Joshua. You go on down in that verse. I have given into thine hand. Not Joshua had given into the hand. Not a prophet. Not nobody. But it was God that gave them that land. That God is the one that said, hey, this is your land. That's your, if you want it, you lay head claim on it. So, and the promise of God, that promise was from God himself. It was from nobody else. But not only was the promise from God, but that promise was to the children of Israel. That promise was to the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king there. You know what Joshua was? Joshua was their leader. Joshua was the one they was following. Joshua was the one they was looking to. When he said he's given into thine hand, he didn't mean, Joshua, here, it's yours. Just forget about the rest of them. No, but Joshua, here you go. I've given this to y'all. It's up to you to take them and to lead them over there. It's up to you to pick up the mantle and to go on.
Yes, sir.
What was? Who did he give it to? He gave it to the children of Israel. I give you this. I done said it, but Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You think about that. That's promises. Who are them promises to? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. You know who that's to? It's whosoever. It's from God, but it's to whosoever. The promise of God. The promise of God. It was from God. It was for the children of Israel. But the promise of God was given. Notice this. It was given before the instruction was given. There was a specific way, and if they don't shut me up, I'll get the rest of it. Y'all let me know. I didn't check the time before I started. There was a specific way to do something. There's specific ways you do. This building had a specific way that it was built. There's specific, but God, hey, right there's your land. It's yours. He promised them this land. He gave them the promise before he gave them the instruction. He's done promised that. I thought about this as I was looking at that. When I got saved, I knew I was supposed to pray. I knew a little bit about praying. I didn't know a whole lot about praying, though. God, help me, be with me. God, do this. I don't really know. God, but do something. I didn't know, but as I got into God's Word and I began to learn and sat under preaching, I began to learn. I began to confess sin and I began to learn to pray. You know what that was? God had given me a promise. Then He began to give me instruction for that promise. As I'm going to move off that. We see the promise right there. But I want to see move on to the precise instructions. The precise instructions. And I'm not going to get real deep on this. I'm going to skim the surface of it and we'll move on. If you get down and you look into them, into the promise or the instructions right there, they was precise. They was to the T. They was to the point of what He wanted them to do. It wasn't just, hey, y'all go out there, y'all get you some dynamite, blow that place up, do whatever you want to do. Joshua, you're leading this thing. No, but Joshua, when you get over there for 6 days, I want you to go over there and walk around it. You get your seven trumpets of ram horns, and y'all go over there and take that ark, and y'all walk around it 6 days. Once a day, I want y'all to do that. And on that seventh day, when you get over there, I want y'all to go around it seven times. And don't say nothing till that last time when Joshua says, then you shout, because God's give it to you. Yeah. There was precise instructions on how to do it. There was precise instructions on how to get a hold of, how to make them walls come down. What Jericho was in there, Jericho was there. But there was precise instructions to get past that Jericho. You look at them precise instructions, they had to obey God. The children of Israel, what they do? They had to obey God. They had to listen. If they wanted to see the walls of Jericho fall, you know what they had to do? They had to obey God. You want to see revival? You're going to have to obey God. You want to see God save somebody? You're going to have to obey God.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been praying for them for 10 years. Yeah, have you got sin out of your life so God can hear your prayers? They had to obey God. Not only did they had to obey God, I'm trying to hurry up. They had to obey God, but they had to put faith in God.
Yes,
you think about this. They've just crossed the Jordan River. Here they are, and God says, tells Joshua what to do. Joshua comes out there and says, all right, y'all, tomorrow morning we're going to get up, we're going to go down, and we're going to walk around that Jericho. Then the next day we're going to do it. Next day we're going, the seventh day we're going to walk around it seven times. They're going to blow them horns. We're going to shout, and that place is going to fall. You know what that was? That was something they ain't seen. That's something they didn't know about. They hadn't witnessed it yet. What did they have to do? They had to put faith in God. They had to put faith in the spoken words of God. Hebrews 11:1, it'll leave me now. He'll give me a bad grade here. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. They hadn't seen it yet. They didn't know. What they do, they had to put faith. If they wanted to follow them precise instructions, what they had to do. I don't know about this. I ain't never seen a wall fall when people shouted, but I'm going to give it a whirl. I'm going to give it a try. God said do it, and I'm going to do it. So we see the precise instructions. They had to obey God. They had to put faith in God, but they had to listen to the man of God. Who was the one in charge of this thing? God was, but they had a man of God there. They had Joshua. Who was the one that told them what to do? Who was the one that told them to shout right there? It was the man of God. What if they went to walking around there? One of them said, hey, y'all get ready. We're going to shout. That sounds like a bunch of crowd I went to school with. Just do something for fun. But what if one of them said, hey, Tim, you get ready. When I shout, you shout. And I'd have shouted, and he'd have shouted, and everybody shouted. They'd have missed the mark. They wouldn't have obeyed what God told them to do. They wouldn't have been obeying God, the man of God, because they were supposed to wait till He said. The precise instructions. They had to obey God. They had to put faith in God. They had to listen to the man of God. Not only the physical entity, the promise of God, the precise instructions, but I want to point out this. There was a persistent attack that loomed. There was a persistent attack that loomed. And I did leave out a little bit here, but what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm just as crazy. Y'all stick with me, though. There was a persistent attack that loomed. They could do this thing their own way. Y'all know what? We can have revival our own way. We can pump, prime, do what we wanted. But when God sends it, it's the real thing.
Yes, sir.
They could have went in there and said, hey, we got this. Y'all fellas, y'all get ready. We ain't going to do what God said. Y'all get your swords ready. We're going into battle. We're going to go over there and kill them ourselves. We'll knock that wall down, and we're going to go. You'd think if they'd have went in there, and some would have fled out the backside, flew, flied, whatever it is. Some had got out the back and got away. They went in there and killed the rest of them. Say they only killed half of them. Well, you'll notice when you get to chapter 7 that when they go to take over Ai over there, they didn't take all their crowd. They didn't take all the soldiers. They only took part of them. But before do you notice who they took? They took them all. You think about this. If they took all their soldiers over there to Ai, if they went about it their own way, they went and fought that thing their own way. They went and overtook Jericho their own way. And only killed part of them. The rest of them had fled away. All the men had left their tents, left their family behind, and went out there to Ai to take over it. You know what might have happened? Enemy would have come around behind and got over there and got a hold of their family while they weren't looking. Either that, or he said, hey, we didn't kill them all, so we need half our soldiers to stay right here, and the rest of us are going to go out yonder and fight. You know what that does? That weakens the front line. If we take this side of the church and we leave them over here, and y'all pray it just good luck, and this side we're going to go apart of the mountain, we're going to pray and beg God. We've weakened our front line. We've weakened our front. What you look at it right there, that persistent attack that loomed, they could have went about it their own way, done their own thing. You know what? I stood right over there for quite a while, and I was dealing with something. God dealing with me over something. I'd sit there in the pasture and say, hey, if you need me to pray, help you pray about something, just raise your hand during the invitation. He'd do that. You know what I'd do? Sit there with my hands in my pocket, my head down. I'm a preacher. I've got this. I don't need him praying for me. I can do this on my own. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Wasn't long, guess what? God had to get a hold of me, get my attention, get me straightened back out. You know why? Because I'd done it my own way. Just about done. I'll be done. Get out of the way. We see that the physical entity. We see the promise of God. We see the precise instructions. We see the persistent attack. You can also put in there, I just wrote this down a minute ago, but they carried out what they were supposed to do. You know what they done? God said, do this. Here's how I want you to do it. They rose early in the morning, and they went down there to where they were supposed to, went to Jericho. They done what they were supposed to do, and you know what happened in return? The walls fell.
Yes, sir.
They done what they were supposed to, and God done what He's... You have not because you ask not. Sir. Well, God ain't answered my prayers. Have you asked Him yet?
Good.
The physical entity that laid ahead, the promise of God, the precise instructions, the persistent attack that loomed, but there was also the positive impact it left. The positive impact that it left. You say, what do you mean? Look at this. If you go to verse number 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and His fame was noised throughout all the country. The positive... If you just serve God a little bit, get on board with God and go for what God says, blow your mind. You know what just happened? How many of y'all ever seen a river stop and back up? None of y'all? Me neither. Think about this. One day you're walking along, all your family's died off, and now it's your turn. It's time to go across the river. That ark walks out there, and they begin to get in that water, and that water stops. I don't know about y'all, but Heath, I'm like, hey, did you see that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, y'all got a fishing rod? We're going to fish if we walk through here. Oh, yeah. The positive impact, that's just happened. You think about the faith it built on them. Wow. Boy, God said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah. God said He'd get us through.
Yeah.
He brought us through the river right there. He just brought the positive impact it made right here. The walls fell. They shouted and the walls fell. What did it say? So the Lord was with Joshua. I like it. And His fame was noised throughout all the country. You know what happens when something big happens like that? You go tell people, hey, y'all, guess what? God showed up in a way you wouldn't believe. They trusted Joshua, and I'm going to hurry up and be done. Their confidence grew in the Lord. If you go down, I won't go read it, but chapter 7, verse number 3, they went and spied out that land, and they come back and said, don't even send them all. We don't need everybody. The work God's done, He's in control. He'll give us that land. What they didn't know, sin was in the camp.
Yeah.
But the confidence that it built their faith up. You think about this and I'll be done. What did this do? What Jericho is in the way of your Canaan? They had Jericho was in the way. It was a walled city. It was a great city. They had a promise of God. The land's theirs. They had precise instructions. They went forth and they carried through what they was going to do. God done His part. That positive impact. You know what they come out the other side doing? Well, God's good. God's helped me through this. God got us through this time. God got us through the hard time. You know what them people of Canaan probably done? They didn't have phones, Randy. They sent word, though, somehow. Hey, y'all watch out. The children's ears was over here. They just walked around the walls of Jericho and they fell when they shouted.
Yeah.
7 days they done it. It put fear in the enemy, but it put faith, and it put strength, it put courage in the people of God.
Yes,
I'm done. I ask you the question. What Jericho is the way of your Canaan? Bible talks about that sin and that weight that does so easily beset us. I can only say for myself. I can't say for another soul in this church. What Jericho is in between you and getting to a promise of God? You want God to answer a prayer? Find out what Jericho is in the way. I can't overcome that. There's no way I can do that. Greater is He that is in me than in He that is in this world. You may not be able to, but God can. What Jericho is in your way?